Truth Wins team. Good to be with you. It's a nice, sunny, not too hot day, just a perfect weather. And we're going to be doing something a little different this time because you notice there's no title up there.
There's no title.
Because we're kind of going to show you a tool we use. It's a different type of thing. It's how to use it and then learn from it. So we'll start off with prayer and then we'll jump into what we're going to teach you.
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you, Father, for this production today. We glorify you in everything we do. We seek first the kingdom of God and your righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto us. We thank you, Father, that we all said amen.
Amen. Well, some of the problem we have sometimes when we read the Bible, we'll just pick the King James Bible as the example. The English word that's translated from the Greek or Hebrew doesn't exactly translate because every language...
To the modern English that we use today.
Right, or to Spanish or German or anything.
Or whatever, yeah.
Because a lot of languages don't translate that well into other languages. So we're choosing a verse to show you why, what you can do. We'll read it first and point out what we're going to do, what's in the verse that we're wondering about. And then we'll show you how you can resolve that.
It says in John 21:15-17, King James Version. So when they had dined, Jesus said unto Simon Peter, Simon, son of Jonas, love thou me more than these? And he said unto him, Yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. And said unto him, Feed my lambs. He said unto him again the second time, Simon, son of Jonas, love thou me. He saith unto him, Yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. And he said unto him, Feed my sheep. And he said unto him the third time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? Peter was grieved because he said unto him the third time, Lovest thou me? And he said unto him, Lord, thou knowest all things. Thou knowest that I love thee. Jesus said unto him, Feed my sheep.
Right. So there we're seeing love, lovest, love, love. So it's the word we chose to study is love. Why would he ask so many times to Peter? Well, there are speculations about a lot of things, but we're going to show you a way to kind of know more what is going on. We suggest that you go get the Strong's app if you have a smartphone of any kind.
You have a smartphone?
Right. It could be an Apple phone. It could be an Android phone. It doesn't matter. It's free. So we're going to show you the dashboard of an Apple phone. And on the dashboard, you can see there's an A. Well, there's a Strong's there, but you can also see the A, which is for
the
App Store.
Right.
And
the Apple Store. App Store.
Right. You might have a different one if you have a different version of phone.
Yeah, if you have another brand of smartphone, they all have an App Store on there.
Right. So then you go to the App Store, you would click on it, and then you would come up with a search thing, and you put in Strong's Concordance.
Strong's Concordance in the search, right.
And you see the top one that's sort of written there with the word open next to it says Strong's Concordance. And so that's what we use. We downloaded
this red one in the middle there. Right. Is the ones we downloaded.
Right, so you can see it's
phone.
Downloaded on the phone.
You can see
on
it
the bottom line. It
on
says
the
Strong's.
Picture there at the bottom.
And
light.
So you download it onto your phone. Make sure you're connected, that you have Wi-Fi or however you're doing it, you're connected. And you go open and it downloads and then you're ready. So then you come to the Strong's Concordance.
And you look up.
If you look at the very top, there's something that looks like a magnifying glass.
First of all, you look and it gives you all the books of the Bible. Then you go to John.
Well, right. But at the top, we're using the magnifying glass. And at first you push it and it'll give you John and then it'll click to what chapter you want. And then
and
it can
said 21.
And it can also click to the verse. But you use the magnifying glass to do the search.
Well, this is the verse.
I know, we've already done it for them.
Okay.
So they need to go to the magnifying glass and
put
in. You can
see the Strong's numbers next to the right of each word is the Strong's number, meaning the true, this is in Greek here. So there's Strong's number for the Greek.
Right. So you can see if we're reading along, if we look for like one, two, three, four lines down, it says, lovest thou. And you have a G25 next.
G25. And then also farther down when
I say, I love thee, you see the love is G5368.
Right. So we're going to open that.
So that's something to consider. So right to begin with, we're seeing that they were using
different words.
Like, what does that mean? One is G25 and one is
G5368.
So we're going to click first and see what's up with G25, which was the first lovest, which is said by Jesus.
Right. And he said it's a Greek, it's agapio. And you can see if you look definitely there, it says that it says love, beloved. I mean, it's more of a higher, some people translate it as a God love, agapio.
Right, because God loves us unconditionally.
It's a spiritual love. It's more of a higher love than anything that we could love. God loves us with agapio.
So we're hoping that you've now downloaded your Strong's Concordance to your phone, and you are looking along with us. And now we're going to go click.
Well, to what
you close it. You click close, and then you will come back to the verse. And now we're going to click on the one that Peter did.
G5368, and that's philio. Philio, it has a lot of explanation there, but you can find that basically he was. I think the disciples were not Christians very long, so they are going, Peter's not going to lie to Jesus because he's the creator of the universe. And so he said filio, meaning a soulish love for another, like a friend.
Right. Okay? And so we're seeing a big difference there. Now what we like to do to help connect you, because this is really kind of a sermon as well as a teaching lesson, because we are noting kind of that Jesus is using one type of love, and then he's using a second type of love. So let's see what we can find from the definitions and kind of what's happening.
It says in John 21:15-19, Jesus and Peter used different Greek words for love during their exchange. Jesus begins by asking Peter if he loves him with agapio love, a selfless, unconditional, sacrificial love associated with God's love for humanity. And then in response, Peter answers with filio love, which refers to affectionate, brotherly love and deeply friendship, which is more soulish than the agapio love. Then he says, the nuance shows Jesus calls Peter to the highest form of love and grateful comment, or faithful commitment, but also compassionately meets Peter at his level. Actually, eventually, using Peter's own words, filio. And the third time Jesus said filio to him. And an interplay highlights both the breadth of love Jesus asked of his disciples and his grace in accepting imperfect love, inviting Peter and all believers to grow from friendship unto sacrificial devotion.
Right, and that is quite telling that Jesus took the time with Peter, because we know from the story before that Peter has denied Jesus three times, and he wants to get him, because we realize, because we've studied for a long time, the power of our words. The sower sows the word. So Peter's denied Jesus, and Jesus wants to bring him back to the position of godly love that he'll need in his ministry. But Peter's not quite there, but it'll occur because the Holy Spirit will help draw him up higher. So he meets us where we are, and then he pulls us up higher with the help of the Holy Spirit. But we also wanted to show you, let's say you don't like the King James Version, because some people prefer the NIV version.
So or some other version.
Or some other version.
Easy read Bible version.
Right. So we're going to show you the NIV, how you might just look up the Greek word for love, see what it is in the position of the verse, and add it into your NIV.
Right. It says in John 21:15-19 in the New International Version, when they had finished eating, Jesus said unto Simon Peter, Simon, son of John, do you love, God kind of love, me more than these? Yes, Lord, he said. You know that I love soulish, emotional love, you. Jesus said, feed my lambs. And again, Jesus said, Simon, son of John, do you love me? And he answered, yes, Lord, you know that I love you. Jesus said, take care of my sheep.
Right. So that's a simple way, in whatever version of the Bible, you can use the Strong's to find out what the word actually means. And you can put it in any version of the Bible to get what we're trying to do is we're growing spiritually. And the way we grow spiritually is we understand how the process works. We now see that there's a difference love, like the word love that we use in English doesn't say if it's friendship love, godly love, what type of love.
Yeah, we have to add adjectives or adverbs to the word love to enhance the word love in English. But in Greek, it was very precise.
Right. So what possibly it should have said in the King James Version, brotherly love or godly love, but they translated it just love, which is what it is, but it's a little different.
It is love, but it's a different idiosyncrasy, a little different.
Right, so now we're going to give you another example, but we're going to expect you to use your Strong Concordance to check it out. We're going to show you why in the Old Testament it would be Hebrew as opposed to Greek, the word. But we're going to give you a verse in the Bible that you may know or not know, but you may not know what all the words mean. So we're going to click to Isaiah.
Isaiah 53:4. Surely he hath bore our griefs, sicknesses and diseases, and carry our sorrows, pain. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. Now, if you notice that those words, the parentheses words, the words are the Strong's meaning in the Greek. So if you say it says pain, it doesn't really in English really mean that. It means
well, the word that's kind of interesting is griefs.
Pain, griefs.
Griefs. You don't think of grief as being a sickness.
Yeah, you
in
just
English.
Not a physical sickness. Grief is like a sorrow or something like that. And that's how they translated it from the Greek back in the 1600s.
The Hebrew.
Or in the Hebrew there, yeah. Right. In the 1600s, and it might have been more aligned with the English of that day, but it's not that aligned with our English of this day.
Well, then what I want you to see is it said that he was, it's something for us to really, that's why it says in Timothy that all of the things are in the Bible to teach. They're not necessarily all truth. If we look, it's a really important thing to look at, to see here. It says, yes, we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God and afflicted. Well, as we know, God did not afflict him, because if you look at the verse under, it says he was
bruised, or
he was
wounded
for
our
transgressions
and bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed.
Right, so we have to, that's why we really want to study with Strong, see what the words really imply, because on the cross he took our sickness, and we don't have to have the sickness anymore, so we need to understand that he took the sickness away from us on the cross.
It's forever gone, we just have to line up.
Right, and that he was not made sick by God. It does, the verse above
is a soulish statement.
But makes you think, that's what we think.
Yeah, it's the God. I always think that the word God there meant the devil. Devil thinks that.
But it says, yet we did esteem him.
It's the fleshy people.
It wasn't really God esteeming him, or it wasn't anything God did. We're off track. And we need to learn, and we need to use the Strong's Concordance.
Well, you hear that people say, oh, God did that, or you know, in the contract says anything God made or God created or something like that is void from the contract, you know.
But
God didn't do it. It's the devil.
Right, because we know Satan comes to steal, kill, and destroy. It doesn't say God came to steal, kill, and destroy. God came to give you life more abundantly. And a more abundant life is not one of sickness and pain. So he didn't do that. So we need to know that. So we'll go back and we'll kind of recap for you the who, what, when, where, why, because you might want to know that part too.
Right. Says who, what, when, where, why. Who? Anybody could use the app if they have a smartphone throughout. And then where, the true meaning of the Greek and the Hebrew word can be derived by having the Strong's Concordance in your phone. You could do it, who, anybody can do it. What? You can do it by having the app. When, anytime, the world, if you have a Wi-Fi or you have an app, you could do it in all languages. It has all the languages of the world, pretty much. And then where, obviously, anywhere in the world, we can use the smartphone and we can know the Word of God and its true meaning. And why? Because Strong Concordance, the app, helps us grow spiritually. This is why we want to do it, because we grow and become more like God.
Right, because when we know that it's God's will to heal us, as opposed to potentially, well, like the man that came to be healed, he said, Jesus asked him, what do you want? And he said, well, if it's your will, I would like to be healed. And Jesus says,
I will
be well. And that's what he will say to all of us with all the things that are covered in Isaiah 53. So your peace he'll take care of, your sickness he'll take care of, your sins he'll take care of.
All five realms of human existence.
Yeah, he'll make them perfect. So we say, get your Strong's Concordance on your phone. And then when you get to a thing and you're thinking, wow, I didn't know God stricken Jesus, then you'll read the verse below and you'll learn, well, no, that's what people thought. But people aren't always right. It's Satan who wanted Jesus
to destroy Jesus
dead.
And he tried to.
It's God who allowed him to go to the cross for us. He was really has the chastisement of our peace upon him. God didn't need peace. He already had it. He did it for you, for me, for everyone in the world. He loves us all. So
he loves us beyond our comprehension.
We're glad you now know how to use Strong's Concordance. When you're in church, the great thing about having it on your phone is if perhaps your preacher's teaching something and you're not really sure what a word means, you have it right in your hand and you can just look it up and make a cross-reference and you'll just be growing, growing, growing in the wisdom of God.
Right.
So we say like and subscribe. We also want to tell you may have been a little disruptive lately. Hopefully they'll get back.
You notice we're in Studio A.
Well, that's not what I was saying, but we're also kind of redesigning our webpage. We're doing a lot of things, so stick with us. It'll all be back to normal soon. We're going to have our weekly Wi-Fi for teens that populates on Wednesday along with our videos.
Yeah, the Spotify.
And we're going to start having book reviews, and we're working on having a children's story time. So we're just offering this to everybody so that their spiritual formation grows by leaps and bounds. They just become the way Jesus wants them. We love you. Have a good day. And we'll be back with you again next week with a great lesson.